So, first of all, let our listeners know who you are and about you and Enzo.
Yeah, my name is Robert Cowden. I'm from Oklahoma City, and I don't really have the prettiest story of all. I'm an alcoholic, and I had a relapse and lost absolutely everything. I didn't want to lose my dog, Enzo, and so we took off walking. I've been sober, clean and sober since May 13th of this year, through the power of my creator, Jesus Christ. And our intentions are to walk to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where we've been sponsored by a significant canoe company. They're going to provide us an expedition level canoe craft, and we're going to canoe from Pittsburgh to the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow. Well, you told us a little bit about your story. What led you to want to make this walk?
You know, it was like, you know, I had the same job for 5 years and missed 2 days of work in 5 years. And like I said, I lost everything. And there was a lot of resentment and anger. The drinking just like it completely pulled the carpet out from underneath every effort I made to save whatever life I had. And it came down to I could just give up and live in a tent with my dog and be homeless or do something significant. It kind of looks the same, but this gives us a mission and a purpose. And it's created the space for my creator to come in and start moving some mountains.
How did it work out that you have this sponsorship that you're going to latch on to here, or that they've offered?
Yeah, God works in mysterious ways. It started off in the middle of Kansas, and my ego had a really, really hard time trying to reconcile a walk across America that starts in Kansas. And, based upon just a lot of soul searching, and like I was thinking about getting to the East Coast and then catching a ride back to the middle and then doing the next side, and all that just kind of went into play. And I had met a guy a few years ago that had done a long distance paddle, and I got to thinking when I got to Pittsburgh that might be easier on my dog, it might be easier on me, and so I started reaching out to some canoe companies. And the cool thing about it is I sent several emails, and I had AI help me write the emails, but then The first draft was polished. I was like, no, you got to tell the real story. Let them know I'm an alcoholic. Let them know that Christ is the one that's leading this, and then let the dust settle where it may be. And a gentleman reached out to me that had I can't tell his story because, you know, this might become public whenever I get my canoe and everything, but there were some things that resonated with the guy that reached out to me.
Okay. So what goals have you set for yourself?
My goal is permanent sobriety. And then the main thing is we got five Effingham made us reach that point where we're about 500 miles from Pittsburgh. My daily goal is to get to Pittsburgh in, that's a weekly goal. I want to be there in 5 weeks,
yeah.
100 mile weeks. So one day I might have 30 miles and one day I might have 15, but we're going to try to do 100 mile weeks to be in Pittsburgh in 5 weeks. Something else that God's done for me along the path, I rely completely on donations. And I was still smoking cigarettes, and I was feeling convicted about that. I made a deal with myself. You know, the first $100 donation I get, I was going to buy some nicotine replacement stuff. And that was in Jefferson City, Missouri, on the Katy Trail, and I haven't smoked cigarettes since. So those are my personal goals, just to be a better man, have the fortitude to build a life worth living around me and Enzo when we get done walking.
I appreciate getting the chance to visit with you. All the best. I'm glad for the success that you found, and God that wants to be our friend if we'll be his friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And Effingham's been beautiful. It was important to me to be able to camp under the big cross when I came into town. And so the first night in Effingham, I called the police station, and they worked it out with the owners of the cross. So that was a neat deal. And then with the heat and the temperatures being nice today, we ended up getting an extra rest day at the Motel 6. So we're ready to put some miles in today.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back on the trail. Yeah. But if somebody sees you along the way, are you going to use Route 40, do you think?
We're going to be on Route 40 quite a bit.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to help or talk to you, is that okay?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime somebody wants to cheer us on, I mean, prayers mean a lot to us. Encouragement, just saying a friendly hi, it means a lot. So yeah, it's I get a lot of alone time with my creator and my dog, so it's always nice to talk to a human being. So
very good. Well, Robert, thank you for the visit, and all the best to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Enzo.
Very good.